Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. Well, Mother's Day is coming up, and I was just thinking about what I might get my wife and my mom. It's perfect timing because today's sponsor is the perfect gift that captures all your mom's stories forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth, which I've actually gotten as a Father's Day present myself, helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother's figure for years to come. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. And then they make the writing process a breeze. They just have to respond to that email with a story, long or short. And then they email you the response, so you get to enjoy it as it's happening. But after that year of trips down memory lane, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first year with Storyworth. Go to storyworth.com/dailydad. That's storyworth.com/dailydad. storyworth.com/dailydad. This is all temporary. We talked before about something all parents have to remember, especially when they're nearly dead from lack of sleep or nearly at wit's end with a difficult teenager. It's all a phase. They grow out of it. They grow up. It gets better. But of course, this bit of relief cuts the other way too. A while back, we talked with Bill Perkins' observation from his book, Die with Zero, where his daughter, who had previously loved nothing more than watching a certain Winnie the Pooh movie with him, was suddenly over it. Had he known that the phase would someday end, he realized he probably would have watched it more with her or been more present as he did. He concluded with the same conclusion we've been making here, that everything in life is like that. For several years, he writes, I was living the life of a dad who watches his favorite kids' movies surrounded by his young children. But then one day, that stage of my life and theirs was gone. I'm still here, of course, and I can still enjoy other experiences with my daughters, watching them at their soccer games and dance recitals, for example, and taking them on trips. But someday they will grow up and that version of me will disappear too. There is a last time we get to do everything. The bad stuff that's driving us crazy, but also the good stuff we love more than anything. It disappears at the same rate and we can't stop that from happening. But we can remind ourselves to appreciate it more, to stay more present in the moment and not wish any of our limited time together away. That's the idea in the Tempest Fugit coin that we have in the Daily Dad store, which I've got on my desk here. And I just, usually, honestly, when I touch it, I go, I can hear my kids playing downstairs, so I'm gonna go play with them right now. You can grab that at store.dailydad.com, and I'll link to it in today's show notes. Hey. Thank you for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.